This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. David Sides. He's the CEO and president of NextGen Healthcare, a leading provider of innovative healthcare technology and data solutions. And Mr. Sides, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate being on.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. So if you would give us an overview of how AI is already being used in healthcare, that would be a great place to start.
Sure. So AI has been used in things like diagnostic imaging and support for some time. You know, some of the pattern recognitions that AI can do around cancer and tumors, looking at images, that's been helping radiologists for some time and pathologists. So that's been around for years. That's nothing new. But there are places where it's getting, you know, used more frequently lately, like disease prediction and prevention. Whether you're thinking about an accountable care organization that's trying to look at their population, how's that being used? And even robotic surgery. Robotic surgery is starting to be used as how does it think about the tissue and where there might be the edge of a tumor. So close to our mission here at NextGen, our mission is to improve healthcare outcomes for all. We're thinking about how we can pair AI with some of the technology, like in the electronic medical record, to do things like pre-visit planning, to do things during the visit to automate that workflow so that maybe it captures the conversation as a byproduct of just the discussion between the patient and the provider, and then post to do with documentation, picking the right codes, and you know, getting messages back to the patient on what you talked about, so in their kind of easy language. So we're excited about that and what we can do there to try to reduce the load on physicians and make things easier for patients as well.
That's certainly some good information and good news on that front. Thanks for that. Now, responsible AI use is of critical importance, especially in healthcare. How does NextGen ensure that AI technologies are deployed ethically and responsibly? Touch on that if you would.
It's a good question, especially if you've ever watched The Terminator or any of those movies where AI goes bad. We're using it for much better purposes, obviously, to try to automate workflows. And we take those ethical concerns, though, seriously. So we've developed a comprehensive AI acceptable use policy. It's on our website. It kind of lays out our values and how they relate to AI and serve as our kind of guiding light as we think through things. And it shows how we're enthusiastic about the innovation we can bring, respecting patient privacy, and bringing oversight and accountability to any of the technologies we deploy. And we keep that updated. And some of the ways we try to implement it are, for example, we don't record conversations. But if we were going to do something with listening to a conversation between a patient and a provider, so that way we're not trying to improve that large language model anymore. We have some that are already really accurate, and so we're not recording it. So you don't have to worry about anything that's being said. Where some people maybe are trying to record the conversations or the text to make their model better. We've gotten models that are accurate enough that we don't need to do that. So you don't have to worry about that file being saved or anything else like that. It keeps it a way to make it where it's not technology getting into the middle of these conversations that people might have. That's just one example. But we're really sensitive to being sure that nothing's public. It's all secure, encrypted. And then our first view is just don't even save anything. And you don't even have to worry about that, but still encrypt the conversation just so that somebody couldn't listen into it or have everything encrypted between our EMR and any of the models that we're running, so that we're not saving anything. So I guess I'd say our first view is don't save anything. And our second view is keep everything encrypted. So if someone else were somehow trying to listen in, they still wouldn't know what was happening between the two.
Great feedback and great advice on that. Thank you for that. As well. Now, AI also can naturally raise concerns about job displacement. I think that's probably the number one concern when AI became a known fact. So how do you view the relationship between AI and healthcare workers? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
we see AI as a supportive tool for workers to really try to automate routine tasks. Like, I think for example, an example from robotics is at McDonald's, they have a burger flipper, and it's not to displace a job. It's that job isn't very, you know, good because you're working on grease all day. You smell like grease when you go home. They didn't save one job. They had that same person just do other things with customer service because most places today are still having a hard time finding enough workers. So we want to be sure people are working, you know, to the top of their license, if you will, as intelligently as they can, thinking about how do I, you know, do clinical decision support or what should I do with this complex case? And AI should be a collaborative partner in our view, not a replacement for the judgment and lived experiences of people. And so we think it really is a way to try to take out some of the routine, you know, kind of drudgery type tasks and give people time to think about the more complex cases and time to take that extra, you know, moment, that human touch to connect with people that they're caring for. So we see it as not really displacing jobs, but augmenting jobs in most every case.
Certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with David Sides. He's the CEO and president of NextGen Healthcare, a leading provider of innovative healthcare technology and data solutions. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also tell me, how do you see the role of AI in healthcare evolving, say, over the next 5 years or so?
I'm hopeful that over the next 5 years, we'll see AI integrated into workflows, certainly within our applications and our EMR, so that healthcare professionals are less burdened and have more time, just, you know, taken from our last answer, they have more time to actually focus on the human part, the part that only humans can do, that connection to help people understand, you know, what they have, what needs to be done, what their care plan is. You know, that's never going to be done by AI. AI may say, you know, this part of the care plan is this much more likely to be successful for the person with this genetics or this kind of, you know, data set. I think that's the appropriate use of it is trying to inform, you know, the caregiver on options perhaps or the latest research, but still that connection is got to be there. So we think it'll also perhaps help with some drugs. There's a lot of companies focusing on drug application submissions. The FDA's had over 100 submissions in the last couple of years. We think those are interesting too, because they're ways to get better healthcare to people and improve their outcomes. But overall, I think we'll see AI be, you know, kind of just like some of the names of some of the products. So it'll be like a co-pilot. It's just somebody there that's trying to help and maybe get something out of the record that you didn't have time to review. And brings that forward so somebody sees it. Oh yeah, this is relevant for this patient, and they can make the best decision they possibly can because they have all the data summarized for them, right there at their fingertips. We think it'll really improve workflow, reduce documentation time, and really help give clinicians back some of their time to do other things than documentation and administrative tasks.
Really has been some good information and insight shared. Thank you for that, as we've been focusing in on AI, healthcare, and technology. As we bring things to a conclusion, a great question to wrap things up with: what is at risk if the healthcare industry fails to embrace AI? I'd love to hear your point of view on that.
I think that the risk would be you're not getting some of the cost inefficiencies out of the system that you can by automating those kind of routine tasks that, you know, people don't want to do that should be done, you know, automatically or maybe aren't even necessary. I think that you'd risk not helping the overworked healthcare professionals. I mean, it hasn't been that long since COVID and it's resurging. And, you know, we need those people to be at their best. We saw what they could do for the whole nation during COVID. They really stepped up, and we need to make their lives easier and give them time back, you know, by automating some of these workflows with intelligent AI. And even over time, it could be that, you know, we don't have the medical breakthroughs we might have had if we'd have used this technology to look for patterns in data that humans just might not see just due to the size of the data sets being so large. And I think, you know, to ensure the best outcomes for the industry, you know, patients and society, I think embracing AI is, you know, a necessity. Like, we've got to be able to use these technologies responsibly it starts with responsible use, kind of to your second question. And we've got those guardrails in place here, certainly in next-gen healthcare. We're thinking about how do we really improve the provider experience and the patient experience so that they get the information they need in a timely manner, and the providers are as efficient as they can possibly be, and they're doing what providers do best, which is sitting there with the patient explaining something to them, the hands-on type work rather than the documentation type work, which we're trying to minimize and make their make their time better so they have time to get home and have dinner with their families as well. So I think it will embrace AI. I think, people are thinking about it responsibly and will avoid these risks. But I look forward to seeing how things move in the next 5 years. It should be exciting. And we'll have some exciting announcements in the next couple of months ourselves. Our user group meeting's coming up soon. And we've got some neat uses that technology to make our providers' lives better.
Well, Mr. Sides, again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on NextGen, where's the best place online to do so?
They can go straight to www.nextgen.com, and they'll get everything we've got there.
And of course, listeners, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience as well. Mr. Sides, all the best, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update as things develop in that regard right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It certainly was our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. David Sides. He's the CEO and president of NextGen Healthcare, a leading provider of innovative healthcare technology and data solutions. And for all the details, simply visit NextGen.com. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.